Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Shlach Shishi, the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Shlach. Our Aliyah is 10 Pesukim and runs from Perek Tezvovim Bamibar, Pasuk Yud Zayin to Pasuk Chavov. The main idea in our Aliyah is Chala and Korban Chatas Hatzibur. Let's understand each of these in context. A basic summary before we get some points to ponder. The notion of Chala, we're told that when the nation of Israel will enter in the land of Israel, when you enter the land, then you will bring a truma, a donation to Hashem, and that refers to challah, which is essentially one part of the dough, which is sufficiently big, would be given to the Kohen for all generations. This is a mitzvah we still fulfill today. We then have another paragraph which deals with a chatas, which is a korban, a sin offering of a korban. Remember, a korban, which is a chatas, is only brought on a shoigeg, on an unintentional mistake. So the case it says over here is that the people make a mistake and they transgress all the mitzvot of Hashem. It's called mitzvot ha'ele, that Hashem spoke to Moshe. If the eyes of the community, that refers to the leadership, make a mistake, so they made an incorrect ruling regarding this, and the community will bring a ox and as an ola and a mincha as an anesech and a he goat for a sin offering. The Kohen will atone for the community, and this will include the ger and the ezrach in the community as well. So just a few basic points to ponder is, why is challah mentioned now? Why is this mitzvah mentioned now? Rav Eliyahu Kitov, in his commentary on the parasha, says a very beautiful thing, and that is the nation of Israel had essentially decided they wanted to stay in the desert rather than going to the land of Israel, because they had three levels of protection in the desert. They had the manna, the bread, they had the well of Miriam, and they had, which is the water, and they had the ananim, which were the clouds, which gave them physical protection. So what was being said to them is, I'm going to bring you into the land of Israel, and in the land of Israel, you'll have the protection of all of those things. When it comes to the man that you have now, well, you're going to have the mitzvah of challah. That's going to be, you're going to have bread, you're going to be able to do this. For the well of Miriam, well, you're going to bring nesachim. You will have the wherewithal to have liquid, to be able to sustain, have life-sustaining liquid. And finally, the ananim, you're concerned about physical protection. I'll give you the mitzvah tzitzis. Tzitzis is going to be, hey, you have your own mitzvah of being covered, which will protect you as well. That's how Rav Eliyahu Kitov views this as here. Another very beautiful thing is, why is the emphasis on the Gerim, on the convert once again? The Nachal Kedumim quotes a very beautiful idea, and that is that the Ger in this particular case is viewed as the challah, the very best of the dough, so to speak, that has elevated themselves out of the culture that they were in to become close to Klal Yisrael, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is, so to speak, the challah is the metaphor for that process of the very finest becoming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what is this Korban Chatas about at the end of the Aliyah, this whole idea of the Korban Chatas? After all, if you actually read very carefully, in Vayikra Perek Dalet, the end of the parasha of Vayikra, there is a description of four different types of Chatas. A Chatas brought by an individual, a Chatas brought by a community, a Chatas brought by a Kohen Gadol, and a Chatas brought by a Nasi, a king. So why is this chatas belonging here? So the Gemara in Horios darshins from this that this chatas over here has been brought about a person who sins against all the sins of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is a person able to make such a mistake? So we're referring to a person who serves Avodah Zarah by mistake. That's why it's like all the mitzvot Asher Dibar Hashem, or could be referring to the Aseres HaDibros, Asher Dibar Moshe, that was spoken to Moshe. The point is, this is about Avodah Zarah, which is in its own parasha as well. And so if a person makes a mistake and serves Avodah Zarah by mistake, this is the korban that a person would bring in this particular case. The Ramban points out that there could be times in Jewish history where it was an individual who grew up in, so to speak, a culture that was foreign to them, or it could be even an entire community which was so uneducated about Judaism. And he gives examples, like at the times of Yeravam ben Nevat as an example, people were so far from Torah and Mitzvahs, they went to times of Yechezkel, when they wanted to leave Judaism, at such times, even when they're serving Avodah Zarah, it's all by mistake, because they are miseducated. In such a case, they would need to bring a korban. They could come back. There's a possibility of coming back because it was a mistake. It wasn't ultimately their choice. It wasn't Yad Ramah, as we're going to see later on, a person who's doing this actively to rebel against Hashem. It's simply out of lack of knowledge. With this, we close Shishi. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.